So, Garrett and Diane, I hear a lot of people saying, well, I don't plan to get big. I just want to play it small. So I'm just going to buy maybe one property. So I don't need to keep good records and I don't need to set up these entities because, after all, they're kind of expensive and it's a lot more of a pain. What do you have to say to somebody who says that?
Well, my reaction to that is you still have assets worth protecting. You have a house, you have a financial future that needs protecting. If you buy even a single-family home with one tenant in it, there is legal liability and risk associated with that ownership. That tenant could sue you for a myriad of reasons. You want to protect yourself by putting that asset into a protected entity. Now, we talked about the corporate formalities, and some people say to me, it's difficult for me to hold the annual meetings. Well, it's not that difficult. Our firm does it for an annual fee. There are plenty of firms that will do it if you don't feel comfortable preparing those minutes. However, all you need to do is have a meeting once a year. It can be by yourself at your kitchen table. You just need to reflect that you've met, you've followed certain corporate formalities, including the election of directors or managers, and that's it. That's all you need to do on an annual basis. By having this entity and following the formalities, you will be protected.
And how much does your firm charge for such a service?
We charge $150 a year to prepare the minutes.
$150
Right.
for all that protection.
Right.
And some people don't want to do it.
That's true.
Well, and here's the other advice for the guy who just has one property and says, I don't want to keep good records, is what happens if someday you get an audit? You better hope you have good records. So as soon as you make that step into having investments, you're actually required to have records. They're going to serve you, and through these good records, you find deductions. That's how you save taxes.
Which are the loopholes that make you rich?
And let's look at those records. Those records are not a burden. You shouldn't look at them as a burden. By following these formalities, by having these records, you're protecting yourself. It's not a burden, it's a protective device.
It's smart business.
Right.